This is Tumblr with some additional headlines and local news for Friday, October 10th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. The Daily Freeman reminds everyone that Monday is Columbus Day and that many businesses and government services may be closed or on different schedules. Here's a rundown of various offices and services affected. Amtrak will be on regular schedule. The banks will be closed Monday, as will county and federal offices. Financial markets are open, but Greene County Transit has no service. There will be no mail delivery, and Metro North is on a regular schedule. Schools will be closed, state offices will be closed, and Trailways is on a holiday schedule on Monday. Locally, plenty to do Saturday around the area. Go to wgxc.org/events for complete listings of events this weekend. Public meetings on Saturday. There is a Durham Historic Commission meeting at 9 a.m. at the town building in Durham, 703 State Route 81, East Durham. The meetings are held the second Saturday of every month. For more information, call 239-8260. Also in Cairo is the Apple Harvest Festival from 9 a.m. to later in the day in Cairo at the Angela Kenna Town Park. Dalmatian Day is at the Museum of Firefighting in Hudson with the annual Fire Safety and Prevention Day and live Dalmatians and kids and games for the kids and more. There's also the Autumn Affair in Wyndham Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wyndham's Main Street with all kinds of carnival rides and events. And Saturday night, Trevor Healy, Dipson Hofweiler, and Liv Caro are in East Hampton playing at Healy Guitars at 7 p.m. The Newell Jenkins Baroque Concert is at the Copake United Methodist Church at 7:30 p.m. in Copake Saturday night. Sunday at Club Helsinki, Andrea McArdle is performing, and at Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, Umar Konate and the Professor Louis and the Chromatics are performing Sunday. Those are some of the community events this weekend. There are many more at wgxc.org/events, and you can add your own there with the Add an Event button at the top of the page to hear folks like me read them on the radio and folks around the world to see them online at wgxc.org/events. We told you earlier in the hour about the candidate forum in Catskill last night, and afterwards, WGXC got to speak with State Senator Celia Thatchek, who is running for re-election against Republican George Amador. Here is a few-minute interview with Cecilia Thatchek last night in Catskill.
You talked about Greene County's maybe most pressing problem is the rural broadband. How would you specifically like get that to pass?
Well, the governor said yesterday that he's going to invest or, you know, make sure that we have capital money to help with the infrastructure. So that, to me, is a really good first step. That means there will be resources available for the county to apply for to help build out the broadband infrastructure. So it's important that I work with the county and make sure that whatever funding comes available, that Greene County is applying and gets some of that support. And I think it needs to be a public-private partnership because it's just too difficult to do it based on, you know, the homeowners, and that's why it hasn't happened yet. So if we have a public-private partnership, that will help reduce the cost to both the businesses and the homeowners. We can get more people connected. So that, to me, helps spur the local economy right here in Greene County.
I guess one more question. What can you do for local farmers in the state Senate?
Well, one of the best things I can do is be there. I'm the only farmer currently serving in the Senate. And it's clear that a lot of my colleagues don't understand challenges farmers are facing and how difficult it is to make a living off of the farming industry. And there's a lot of interest in connecting consumers with local farms. And I think there's a lot of hurdles that we can help reduce on the state level. And one is just helping our institutions, make sure our institutions, our jails, our hospitals, our systems
local
at the
schools.
State, our schools, are accessing local products and really helping to change that system. You know, like SUNY Albany has like 37% of all their food comes from local sources. So there are places that are doing it, starting to do it, and we can certainly help local farms if we're doing more of that here.
How does it matter if the state Senate goes to the Republicans or the Democrats if Cuomo is going to side with some minority or something? You know, does it matter that you're elected?
Absolutely matters, because you want the person who's going to advocate for your issues from your community's perspective, and that's what I've been doing, what I'll continue to do. So no matter who's running the chamber, you want someone in there fighting for you, someone who understands your issues, your needs, and is going to bat for your community, make sure you're getting access to resources, you know, access to fair and equitable funding. We can't fund education adequately here in Greene County without getting state aid support. And we need more state aid than we've been getting, because we don't have enough property tax base to cover the cost of education here in this county. So that's why I keep fighting for our fair share. Rural communities especially need someone who understands how schools are funded and can advocate for them.
All right. Well, all right.
That was State Senator Celia Thatchek speaking last night after the candidate forum in Catskill to WGXC. Arthur Cusano in the Register Star reported that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan, Republican from Kinderhook, wrote a letter to the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, CEDC, demanding $114,000 from the CEDC for money spent in 1997 on a 33-acre property they planned to sell to Ginsberg Foods for an expansion center on the Ghent-Claverick border. The CEDC Board of Directors voted in August to sell that land, located across from Gerald R. Simmons Industrial Park on Route 66, to the food distributor, reportedly for a dollar. According to the new report, the letter was disclosed October 8th at a, quote, emergency, unquote, CEDC meeting by a board member, Greg Fingar. Quote, after the issue was discussed, the CEDC members immediately went into executive session to discuss an unspecified personnel matter, unquote, Gusana wrote on October 8th. You can see that full story in the Register Star. And yesterday on WGXC on October 8th, Ellen Thurston, a supervisor in Hudson, was on the air as co-host of the WGXC afternoon show and took off her co-host hat for a second to put on her supervisor hat to make this comment with co-host Tom DiPietro.
If you know that story I read about the CEDC, I happen to know that a certain supervisor is part of that new subcommittee.
Well, I have been appointed by Chairman Grattan, that
yes.
is true. A new subcommittee. The subcommittees seem to be the way of the world these days.
I know.
At county government. But I think it is because, if we could be political for a moment.
Oh, we certainly
and
can.
And I am declaring that I am an elected official from the 3rd Ward in Hudson. The airport subcommittee, which is really a subcommittee now of the Public Works Committee.
Yep.
Has been very successful, I think,
in
figuring out what to do about the airport without eminent domain, because they needed more land, it was thought, for a safety zone on one of the runways. And it has taken them a long time, but also, the public has assisted greatly in solving that problem, I think, with all kinds of information. So, then there is the Pine Haven subcommittee trying to figure out what to do with Pine Haven.
Mm-hmm. Are you on that one?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay.
And now this new subcommittee, which is supposed to look into the relationship between the economic development arm of the county and Columbia Economic Development Corporation, which is a separate organization.
I thought you were going to use your favorite little expression.
A quango.
A quango. There you go.
A quasi-autonomous non-governmental organization.
Thank you. And, you know, I know you're kind of obsessed with those quangos. So this is, they put the right person on that committee, if you ask me.
Quangos.
That was Ellen Thurston speaking in her capacity as Hudson supervisor about the CEDC and her new role on the committee overseeing county business. You're listening to WGXC Local News. I'm Tom Rowe. And finally, on this Friday, health and fitness expert Nicole Keegan talks to WGXC's Ed Furtick about Pilates on his Soul Train health segment Here's Ed Furtick.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and today our guest is Nicole Metters Keegan, a Pilates specialist who lives in Hudson, New York. And good morning, Nicole.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you're a certified instructor in Pilates, yoga, and spin, and you're here today to tell the listener what is Pilates?
Good question. A lot of people pronounce it wrong and think that it's performed on top of a ball or with a TheraBand because you see these commercials on television. It was really created in the early 20th century by a German-born gymnast and athlete named Joseph Pilates. And it's a practice of mental and physical conditioning. And he also was a brilliant engineer that designed all of these really special apparatus that are made of steel pulleys and springs and leather beds and ropes. And they're quite imaginative and beautiful and I think that he's a real genius architect, and that's what makes Pilates so special to me is the equipment that it's performed on.
Okay, so Joseph Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I really didn't know that there was a lot of equipment, so
yeah.
I'm already learning stuff. So what is it that this equipment does for you?
Well, it's a form of... It's set up on a grid.
Okay, you're going to need to hold the microphone very close to your mouth.
I thought you were pushing it down. Okay. So there's a couple of pieces of apparatus. The main one that's the most interesting to people sometimes is called the reformer. And in 1926, Joe Pilates patented that as a gymnastic apparatus for corrective exercise. And one, when they're on their back pushing against the springs, first of all, it's weight-bearing exercise, light weight-bearing. It also, the reformer and the Cadillac transmit this feeling of symmetry to the body. So you're sort of held and cradled and supported inside the apparatus and also challenged by the springs.
The apparatus is called the reformer,
yeah, the reformer
and the Cadillac?
And the Cadillac, and there's a thing called the Wonder Chair.
Okay, so spend 30 seconds describing each one of those pieces of
the Wonder Chair. Joe was in a circus, and it was a traveling piece of equipment, so it's a chair. He also designed it like as a first home gym. You could sit in it in your living room, and it has a couple springs and a pedal, so you can go up and down on it. The reformer is like a bed on wheels, and it has spring resistance as well for your legs, and you can do plank, cores, things like that on it. The Cadillac looks like a trapeze. It's a bed as well. It sort of resembles a hospital bed.
Okay. Now, so these three pieces of apparatus are all doing something similar to your body?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Well, they help define the exercises. So let's say, first of all, if you were a super fit person, he loved to train boxers and athletes and dancers when he first came to New York City. Or let's say you have arthritis, you have major back pain. A lot of doctors send clients to me for rehabilitation. Either way, they help rule the exercise. The machines, to me, I've been taking Pilates since the late 90s, kind of create a metaphor for the way the body moves.
So do these machines, in effect, stretch you in a certain
absolutely.
Way?
Yeah, absolutely. You feel traction off of the machines.
You feel traction.
You feel pressure. You feel massage. You feel support. Let's say you haven't exercised in 20 years and you can't do a sit-up. You can hold on to a wooden bar that's spring-loaded and roll up and roll back.
You've been listening to WGXC Local News. Tune in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. for local news on WGXC 90.7 FM.